Hi there, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. In today's podcast, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about property type. New real estate investors always get really confused about what property type they should buy. It's a topic actually that people struggle over time and time again. I've seen it probably hundreds of times where people want to make a move, they want to buy their first rental property, but for months and even years, they get caught up on not knowing what type of property to buy. So I wanted to break things down for you. There are many different types of properties, obviously. An individual can buy a single family home. Somebody can buy a semi-detached. A semi-detached home, for those of you that don't know, is basically a home that is detached but yet connected to another home in some degree. So a very common type of semi-detached home is one in which there are basically like two homes that are kind of stuck together, and they basically share a wall, but that particular house or building is detached from other buildings. So essentially you have two residences that are kind of attached and separated by a wall. That's a semi-detached. You have townhouses. Townhouses generally, again, for those of you that don't know, are basically homes that are attached in a sequential order, in a straight line. They share walls, and they're essentially not physically detached homes. You have, of course, detached homes, which the explanation is pretty simple. They're homes that aren't detached onto any other structure. It's basically the home, which is a freestanding building, and that's it. Nothing is attached onto it. And then you have condominiums. So condominiums oftentimes are obviously in buildings. Condominiums are places of residence that have condo fees. So condo fees essentially, it varies by region to region, country to country, but condo fees essentially are fees that an owner will pay for certain services, if you will. So sometimes certain utilities are paid for, sometimes insurance is paid for within the condo fees, things like heat sometimes, building insurance. So it varies from region to region, but essentially you pay a condo fee that basically goes towards a few different items. So essentially, those are the types of property types that do exist. Of course, then you have multifamily residential homes. So basically, that's essentially an apartment building. There could be an apartment building as low as two units to as high as infinity. Well, not infinity, but you know what I mean. It could go up to 1,000 units. And this is a multi-unit property, and as such, there's multiple tenants in the property. As such, the name multi-unit property. You can have 8 tenants, 10 tenants, 50 tenants, 90 tenants. The whole point here is it's a multiple tenant building. So people really struggle at the beginning when they're new real estate investors. You know, at the end of the day, you know, what you have to look at is what your long-term plan is, what you're trying to achieve with your investment. Sometimes new real estate investors struggle and they want to get started and buy a multi-unit building. Often that's not the best move because you're taking somebody who's novice and doesn't know anything about real estate investing, and you're throwing them into a situation where they have 25 tenants. So that can be a steep learning curve for you if you're not a good relationship manager. You are not good at collecting rents. You're not good at confrontation. You're not an organized person. So if that's the case and you have 25 tenants, it's going to be a lot of headaches for you. So that's the reason why a lot of new investors don't jump into multi-unit buildings right off the bat, because they kind of have to get experience as a landlord, you know, working with and dealing with smaller properties and oftentimes single-family homes. At the end of the day, when an individual is struggling with regards to picking the property type they're looking for, you have to look at cash flow, right? I've talked about cash flow before many times. Cash flow is what sustains businesses. At the end of the day, There's going to be repairs. There's going to be vacancy. There's going to be non-payment of rent. There are things that you're going to have to pay for on your rental property, and you need to have revenue in order to cover those expenses. If you have a property that doesn't cash flow, where's the money going to come from to pay for these expenses? There's nowhere that it's coming from the property. So is it going to come from your personal pocket? Is it going to come from a line of credit? Is it going to come from a loan? Where is the money going to come from to pay for these items that come up? So cash flow is very important when you look at a rental property. And when an individual looks at what type of property, essentially you want to be yielding the highest cash flow you can possibly get from a rental property. At the beginning, you know, new in real estate investors often get caught up on, well, I want to buy a property that appreciates. Everybody wants to time the market. Everybody wants to be a genius. You know, at the end of the day, there's real estate cycles within the real estate market. And, you know, if you bought at a time where the cycle was just, you know, at the very bottom and there was a lot of room for improvement and the market was rising, then you look like a genius. But of course, if you're buying at the top end of the market and hoping that there's massive appreciation that's going to come, you don't know. And if the market's already very high, how much more is it going to go, relatively speaking? So, you know, people need to get it out of their minds, new real estate investors, that they're going to buy a property, it's going to appreciate $1 million, and they're never going to have to be able to go to work again because they'll be able to retire. You know, real estate investing is a long-term game. You know, if your property appreciates over the long term, excellent, but don't bank on tremendous appreciation, you know, with no idea that it's actually going to appreciate. So you can't count on that at the end of the day. You have to focus on cash flow, and if you get appreciation, that's a bonus, but you can't guarantee appreciation. When real estate investors are new again, you know, coupled with appreciation, they look at, you know, what's the property for the best resale? Like, what property can I own today and then be able to sell it, you know, in a couple of years and make a profit? Well, here's the deal. Like I tell new real estate investors, why are you buying a property then? If you're looking at resale immediately in 2 years, what's the point? You know, like, if you're going to lose money in the short term, and this is what I try to tell people, right? Like, and this is just the reality. So, you know, real estate is a long-term game. Like I've said, wealth is built in the long term with buy and holds. So if you're looking for a property, you want to buy a property, you want it to cash flow, you know, you want a modest degree of appreciation, and you're looking for a good resale, well, you know, get the idea of resale out of your head. You know, yes, you have to have exit strategies if you decide not to be an investor anymore, that sort of thing. But, you know, don't be so short term. Don't be so focused on, you know, trying to make so much money in a year's time or 2 years' time. Stick with it for the long term. You know, that's my opinion on that. Like, you know, get out of your mind, you know, the quick sale of a rental property. It's the long haul. That's how you make money at this. The last point I'm going to talk about is the age of the property. Sometimes new real estate investors get caught up, you know, with regards to maybe buying new properties. You know, they're better. You know, there's less maintenance, there's less wear and tear. Is that true? Yeah, of course. You know, if you buy an older property, is it more run down? Is there more maintenance issues that come up? Very possibly, yes. At the end of the day, what you have to look at is, what's the cash flow being generated? If you're just buying a property because it's new, just for the sake of doing it, doesn't make much sense. If you're buying a property that's new, the cash flows well, that's a good idea. And the same thing with an older property. If there's great cash flow from it, excellent, go for it, buy it. If there's poor cash flow on it, don't buy it. Look at another particular property. So that's my quick podcast for you, just talking on property types and some of the challenges that new real estate investors face in their quest to buy their first rental property. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com.